It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we'd like to thank our sponsor, SeatSitters.com. Spring break is almost here, and that means travel for a lot of families. That means you're maybe getting on a plane, and that means you're going to be around a lot of sick people. I just read a story where a guy came back from overseas, very worried about the coronavirus. He's like, I got into the U.S. Nobody asked me any questions, but I was coming from New Zealand where there weren't that many cases. He's like, I'm waiting for my plane, and there's a guy hacking and coughing, and then he tells the guy sitting next to him, oh, yeah, I'm traveling home from Japan.
And oh, my gosh.
He went and told somebody, and they went and tested him, and he ended up on the guy's plane. He's like, I don't know if they took his temperature or what they did, but this is happening all the time.
Yeah.
You need to protect yourself. That is why you need to go to SeatSitters.com. That
yes.
was a very long way to get.
But it made the point.
To SeatSitters.com because you buy the kit.
Yes.
And it comes with a seat cover, which slides right on. It takes 3 seconds. There's wipes for the tray table. There's a no-nut sticker if you are allergic to nuts. There's a mask if you are not feeling well, or if somebody around you is like that guy in the airport and is coughing like crazy. And for $20, you can protect yourself and you can use it up to 6 times. So it's a great investment, especially, you know, when you're traveling, you don't want to get sick. You don't want to be sick on vacation and you don't want to come home and, you know, try and do all that laundry with a fever.
While you're sick. Right.
So SeatSitters.com or go to BedBathAndBeyond.com in the travel section. You can get it there as well. All right, so we have a very special guest today. I'm very excited. Camille Procaccini, a clairvoyant and certified hypnotherapist, is joining us today.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And first of all, I think we need to understand what exactly is a clairvoyant? And how does that differ from a psychic?
Okay. So a clairvoyant is sees much further into the future, and I also am a clairvoyant medium, which means I communicate with the deceased. A psychic does not necessarily communicate with the deceased.
Oh.
Now, did you know you had this talent from, like, early on?
Yeah, I was 5.
5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first sign that you had
Besides
this talent?
Besides being scared
talent?
Senseless
yeah.
when I'm 5, seeing dead people in my room, I
oh
don't
my
know.
Oh, my gosh.
How many?
It would depend on the night. You know.
Oh, wow.
It does. It still does. It depends on the night. People will disturb me at night also.
And at 5, were they people you knew?
No, I didn't know most of them.
Wow.
I didn't really know. One man would keep coming and tell me I was okay. I was safe. And he had a hat and a pipe, and he would sit in a rocking chair next to my bed. And I really had no idea who the guy was. And then when I was about 38, my mother was going through some family pictures, and I said, who the heck is that guy? And she goes, that's my Bubba. And I go, your Bubba? She said, would be a grandfather to you, but your great-grandfather. And that's the guy that used to sit with me.
Wow.
Because I had some trauma when I was younger.
33 years later.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I know, crazy.
Okay, so what do you mean by seeing into the future?
Well, I mean, I can see things that are going to happen sometimes. And I think most people, honestly, have the ability to intuit many things. Like sometimes you'll think, okay, you know, I really should call John today. And John will call you and say, God, I've been thinking about you all day. So that's a form of seeing like into the future or knowing into mm-hmm. the future. And so for me, it's more, I'm given information through my guidance and through the deceased, and then I give messages to you about the future or about the past.
And so these things that you see in the future are not necessarily, or that anyone could see, are not necessarily things that have to happen. Because say I'm thinking, I should call John.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe John is thinking, I should call Stacy. And if neither of us call each other, but say I don't know. We should have, for whatever reason. Like, it just because you can see it. I don't know. Now I'm confusing myself.
Okay. So the deal is both you and John want to talk to each other, and neither one of you pick up the phone and call each other.
Well,
so it may be that he needed to talk to you about something, and then it blew over. Or you needed to tell him something, and then it blew over. Is it life-threatening? Is it dangerous? No. It's just a way of intuiting or knowing, inner knowing, that, you know, I should connect with somebody. It's it's a connection. We all have that ability. Every person on the planet.
I mean, I think I definitely have a little bit of that.
Like,
I've reached out to people and something was going on or something was happening. And I was like, I don't even know what possessed me to, like, why I was like, I have to call you today. But they'll say, I can't believe, like, you called. This is what I'm going through, or this is what's happening, or I wanted to. And it's like, how did I, like, I just feel like I have some sort of intuition things.
We all do.
Yeah.
And each person will get it in a different way. Men many times get what's called hunch intuition. I have a hunch I should call Bill, or, you know, I should call my mom, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Women get it in the solar plexus, in the heart chakra, more than men, but not, it doesn't limit it. Everybody has it. Children have it. Everybody has it.
So, and I've heard that intuition is a muscle that you can exercise and
absolutely
make stronger.
Absolutely.
Like, the more you pay attention to it, the more you can not control it.
No,
but
you can't control it. It's not a controllable. I'd like to tell you it's controllable. Trust me, there are days I'd like to be able to control that stuff. But
so what other things do you see in the future?
Well, technically, I'm going to get away from the future.
Yeah, okay.
Because it really is not how I work. So I'll get a message, say I'm sitting with somebody, and I'm told that their Uncle John or Joe or whoever is having some medical issues. And then they'll tell me, yes, that's true. Then I can go through.
Okay, who's telling you? So say you're sitting with Lynn.
My guides.
Lynn's your client. So your guides.
My guides.
Who are
connected to their guides.
Okay.
So their
guides. And these
guides
are all passed on.
Not all guides are passed on.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No, no.
I did not know that.
I have some angel guidance that I work with. Big angels that I work with. And so it doesn't have to be dead people.
Okay.
It just, that's how I work. Not everybody works the same way either as an intuitive or a psychic or a clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
We all work differently.
Okay. Now, besides people wanting to talk to someone who's been deceased,
mm-hmm.
what's like the number one or two things that people come hoping to get from you?
I'd say the two most important are work and money and love.
Not necessarily in that order.
Not necessarily in that order.
But
a lot of them ask about love, and I go,
first I want to know about the money.
We'll get the cross and the garlic out. I'll tell you about your job. Then we'll find you somebody
right
to date. We want to be sure everybody's working.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So they come in. Do you think that, because we talked about this kind of stuff before, mm-hmm. as well as you do hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might want to touch on that a little bit before
the
show
is
over. But do you find that it helps, like, their mental health or their, like, what, when they walk away, I'm sure you have regulars.
I do have people that are repeat clients that I've had. I've been doing this since I was 38, and I'm old.
No, what, 10 years now?
Mucho, mucho older. And so in all of those years, yes, I have many, many clients. So if I wasn't giving you the information that was
right, they wouldn't come back.
They
sure.
wouldn't come back.
But do you think that people walk away and it just helps their overall being? They're more calm. They're more like.
Sure.
I think so.
But I also think, like, you know, guidance gives us lessons to learn also through mm-hmm. the process. So if I'm talking to you and I'm saying, yeah, you're in a job that really sucks, you need to get the heck out.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me like deer in headlights thinking, what is she saying? I don't think I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is we'll break it down in a session. So mm-hmm. I'll break it down. We'll say, okay, this is what you need to look at. This is what would be helpful for you. I think, like, after speaking to the deceased, many times there's a calmness that'll come over people because they get messages from their loved ones.
Yeah.
And then they can move forward in their life. I work with people who have missing relatives. I work with the police. So it's, you know, everyone is individual mm-hmm. and unique for me. So
I can see
it's
the
never
calmness.
The same.
Calmness coming if you receive a message mm-hmm. from someone that's passed.
Sure.
I could see that bringing like some sort of closure a lot of times that, you know, you weren't able to get any other way.
Well, right. Yeah, especially since we don't know. And
right.
So,
yeah,
you know, it's that would be something you would want mm-hmm. to have an answer to know that wherever they are, they're at peace.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. Now, this is now with the shows that have come out, like Long Island Medium mm-hmm. and Tyler Henry, I'm mm-hmm. sure you've heard, has that like piqued people's interest to want to, you know, have you received, do you think, more phone calls and interest because of the popularity of the shows? Because I know I'm totally, these shows blow my mind.
Right.
Blow my mind.
Right.
As do you. I mean, I don't know. We talked before you came on today and you said that many times you don't remember reading.
I never remember readings unless after the reading is done, you call me and tell me
okay.
on this particular day you did X, Y, and Z.
Well, because you read me like 23 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. See, I knew you were going to do that. And
no
you
clue.
Gave it to me for a wedding present.
Oh, clueless.
See, I don't even remember that.
Yes. And
maybe I'm clairvoyant.
And,
no.
and this is the weird
yes, you
thing.
Are.
You and the weird thing is I was just telling someone the story today because they were asking what we're talking about the podcast today. And I told them that it wasn't what you did really well was like something was going on in my life. Well, first of all, you had told me right when I walked in the room, I started to feel like tingling through my body. And we sit down, you're like, now at some point you might start to feel some tingling through your body. That's my energy or whatever. I was like, what? In my mind, I'm like, I'm already tingling all over the place. This is crazy. So then I had like this issue because I had a good friend and he had just called. I was getting married and he had just called like right before I came to see you that day and was telling me why he wasn't going to be attending my wedding. Well, you didn't know any of this. And you totally brought this whole thing up and told me what to understand from it and what to get out of it, which was extremely helpful. But the really strange thing is, just for the record, I just told the story today to someone. The guy's name is John, and you just used the example when you said, let's just say John needs you to call him. And I was like, what's happening? It is John. This is all over.
Maybe you should
maybe
call John.
To see him.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're talking to him after he didn't go to your wedding, if you're still talking to him 23 years later.
No. But I do understand why now and everything. But it helped me even when I talked to her to understand what was going on. But
I think, too, I've had people come back. Like there was an example, a woman, I read her and somebody had recommended that I read. And so she came and she said, you know, she told her friend, you know, she went on and on about this guy. And, you know, I just wasn't connecting and I didn't understand why she wouldn't drop this.
Yeah.
Okay. So the 2 days later, she called her friend and she goes, well, I get it now. He dropped dead today.
Oh, my Lord.
So I'm thinking, Lordy.
Wow.
What are they doing here? And so for me, what will happen is that I get messages that are the future.
Right.
That I have no way of knowing anything about.
So you were telling this woman to connect with this guy, to talk to this guy, and she didn't understand why. Because
right.
she's like, whatever, he's just a guy I know, or mm-hmm. he's my cousin,
could
or
have
whatever.
Been her ex-husband, for all I know.
Exactly.
I don't really
remember. So she was not understanding at all why
yes.
it was so important until 2 days later. And you did not understand
right. you didn't
why
know
it was
why.
So important.
You just felt
you
it.
Did not.
I deliver the message.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm a
so,
vehicle for delivery.
Okay,
basically.
So this is, I think this is good to clear up, though, is you will get a message mm-hmm. that it's important for her to reach out to him. But you will not get why.
Sometimes I won't because, understand, everybody's here to learn.
Yeah.
Everybody. So you're supposed to learn how to, if somebody's saying to you, perhaps you should reach out to this person, it seems like an important thing, and you don't choose to do it. It's free will, people. There's free will always. So if you choose not to do it, so be it. I mean, I've had other people where I said, you need to tell this person to go to see a doctor immediately. You are going to have to be the delivery person from spirit through me to you and then to your friend. And this girl blew it off. Well, she waited 6 months, and 6 months later, this girl's got cancer and dying.
Oh, wow.
Which possibly she could have been saved. I have no idea.
Right.
That wasn't my job. My job is just to deliver the message
right.
as it comes through me.
So, yeah. So, and obviously the lesson this woman needed to learn was not call your friend because he's going to drop dead in 2 days.
Right.
Because I think any of us would be like, oh, okay, I should call him. But then maybe her lesson was paying more attention to what's really important.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's never going to be money. That I can tell you.
Really? So
money,
what do you... So
money is never important.
So
love
when,
family, friends.
Okay, so when people come asking about money...
Yeah. I say, good luck. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, but so what kind of questions do people ask about money?
Well, I've had people say, am I going to win the lottery?
Oh, for sure.
And so my thing is always I say, oh, honey, you have a better chance of being struck by lightning. So let's not go there.
Now, right.
Money is different for all people. And, you know, you need to obviously make money to live.
Right.
But for me, it's like, oh, my gosh, if money is your main concern, you're losing sight of what we're here to really do. And mm-hmm. that's all about love for me.
Okay. But if, say, somebody has a serious money concern,
mm-hmm.
like they've got a huge bill they need to pay, like a mm-hmm. medical bill mm-hmm. or something like that, and they come to you and say, am I going to get the money to pay this bill?
Well, this is what I know.
Okay.
I'm in charge of my life. Yes, I'm going to be able to get that money if I do what's known as practical things. In other words, I talk to whoever I'm supposed to pay the bill. I work out a payment plan. I get a second job. I mean, I'm a practical clairvoyant.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you help people get, like, control.
Yes.
Like, so they're not spinning
right.
out of control. You're like, yeah,
it's
you'll get it if you do A, B, and C.
Right.
I mean, you're not the first person that's walked in here with a big bill, and you won't be the last person.
Right.
But giving them that sense of control, of taking control of it themselves, this isn't anything that you're going to say, play these six numbers, and you're going to win the lottery.
Hello.
No, and
I don't have a magic wand
right.
to slap you upside the head and say,
yeah.
Well, no, but I like exactly. that because, like, say somebody is panicking because
yeah.
they've got this big thing. There's no, they're like, it's there. They can't see how they're going to afford it. So they go see a clairvoyant and say, am I going to get the money to pay this bill? Or basically, am I going to go bankrupt and get thrown in jail?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying, I see you paying this bill or I see you in jail, you say, here's some practical solutions,
yeah,
which
I don't
think many of us would think that that is going to be something you would get out of seeing a clairvoyant.
Well, it's the way I work. Not all clairvoyants work the way I do, though.
I love that, though, mm-hmm. because that is almost, it's more empowering.
Right.
Than,
and I mean, sometimes, like, I may get a message that says, you know, you're supposed to leave the yay who you're with. You know, you need to get the heck out of Dodge on a big, fat, freaking white horse. And they look at you like, what the heck are you saying to me? I'm not going to leave him. And I'm saying, well, you might not leave him, but he's going to leave you anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you practical things. I'll say, you need to see an attorney. This is the questions you need to ask. I mean, I don't ask you to jump off a cliff without a helmet and a
right.
net, for goodness sakes. There's practicalness to what I do, as well as the gift of seeing how things can work in a different way.
So going back to the Long Island Medium and Tyler Henry and mm-hmm. all those shows that have become popular.
John Edward.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I love John Edward.
Yeah? Oh, you feel like
I've seen him. I've seen the Long Island Medium.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I went to see Long Island Medium. I was like, praying the whole time she was going to come my direction, and I didn't get it, but it's like the ones that
well,
she did
pick. Well,
there's
only 2,000 people there.
Yeah, so. That was only, I thought
mean,
I had a chance.
Seriously.
But the ones that she did pick, I mean, it was pretty amazing what she did.
Absolutely.
So do you find like a lot of people or like, you know, customers have picked up for you since the popularity of all these shows have started?
I think it probably has. I've done some other podcasts, and I'm going to be doing a expo the end of March where I'm going to do a gallery reading.
Oh, wow.
And I've done those before. They aren't my favorite just for the reason that
a lot of
Lynn
people
wants to be
yes.
read and Lynn's not going to be read
yeah.
because whatever dead people are going to come in and say, yep. oh, get Lynn out of here. Mm-hmm. She's not as important as me.
Right.
Which they do say.
So basically, if you go to a gallery reading, make sure you have loud dead people.
I was going to say, make sure I'm really focusing on my
exactly
strongest one.
Correct. Pray for those people to come in.
Yes. Yes. That's what I was doing. But okay, I'll have to read
that
this.
That is hilarious.
But it is true.
Is the expo in Michigan?
Yeah, it's in Saline, Michigan.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'll have to go.
We'll have to put that on our
no
social
pressure.
Media.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't
and,
tell
yes,
you
and
I'm there.
We'll send everyone to your website, too, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, I just had a question in my head. Do you know what it was?
No. Right. Oh, heck no.
I couldn't.
You couldn't refuse that one.
I couldn't resist
no.
that one.
Of course not.
No.
And it's funny. I've known Camille for how long now? Like
20-some years.
20-some years. And whenever I call her, my husband always jokes, Camille knew you were going to call her, right?
Oh, yeah. You're like, it never gets old.
I know, right?
Yeah. Did he know he's taking me to lunch? No.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a good
he
one.
He hasn't figured that out yet. Right. We'll get him in the psychic way.
Yes.
Now, are a lot of people like obsessed with wanting to know about their own death?
No.
Really?
Why would you want to know?
Well,
this is what I say.
Yes.
It's not my job. That's a contract between you and God.
Okay.
Whenever the heck you're going to die, that's not my business.
Okay.
My business is to see, are you living your life to the fullest? What are you doing that's contributing to the rest of the world mm-hmm. and your families? I mean, why do you worry about when you're going to die?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand that concept. And I do this every day.
Yeah.
Do people ask that?
Usually not to me because they know I won't answer the
what questions.
A, because God never gives me that.
Well, of
right,
course.
Right.
That's not my job. My job is to deliver messages so you can have a happy, productive, loving life. It's mm-hmm. not about, you know, when am I going to die and am I going to be a millionaire? That's
right.
So what
life.
Questions do people ask you that you can't or won't answer?
The death is the only one.
Really? Okay.
And if message is given to me about anything that they are asking, I will answer the question. However, there are times where you're supposed to get this yourself, and I'm going to tell you, sorry about your luck today. They're not giving me the answer to this question. And I do say it just that way.
Really?
Because mm-hmm. it's really about you looking at your life and saying, okay, I need to go here, and how do I need to do it? You know, you're not going to use me as your scapegoat because I said, oh, you have to leave your husband.
Right.
That's BS. I won't go there.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, if you want to leave your husband, I will help you find the way to do that safely, because sometimes these situations are not safe. And I don't want any of my clients to be unsafe
right.
if they're making a conscious decision to leave mm-hmm. something. So, you know, for me, it's like...
And I know you've done... I mean, I have to point out, since Camille and I are friends, I've known you to travel to a client's house
yes.
and help her move out while her husband
was
gone or... change the locks while somebody was gone
yep.
or relocate children. It's right. like you don't just sit there in your house and have a reading and then go, good luck.
Wow.
Like yep. you're a very hands-on clairvoyant, if there is such a thing.
Now, for the last 2 minutes here,
yeah,
hypnosis.
Yes.
Now, like can almost anyone be hypnotized?
Most people can be hypnotized. There's only about 5% of the population that cannot.
I feel like you're like challenge accepted because I'm like, I've always wanted to try it, but mm-hmm. I feel like I don't know that I can be hypnotized.
Yeah, but we're trained to hypnotize you.
Right.
So
why do you want to be hypnotized?
You're not in control.
Because I don't want to be hypnotized. I can't imagine anything more frightening.
It's not frightening because you're in control.
Now,
I feel like that's not the truth. I feel like that's like when you're hypnotized.
No.
See, people think you're going to, like, oh, do the chicken dance.
Yeah, cluck like a chicken.
Yeah, all this kind of stuff. What do people mostly come to you?
Well, and they do that in some
shows. Yeah.
I think I was part of that one.
Really? What do people most want to get hypnotized for?
I do mostly past life regression, so people can go back and see cellular memory rise, what they're remembering from past life.
Oh.
And so it helps you work through issues in this life.
Interesting. Okay, I was thinking like to stop bad habits or to...
You know what, honey? You got the power to do that without
shoot.
Me hypnotizing you.
I
and if
know.
You don't, oh, well, you'll keep the bad habits.
Okay.
Wow. Well, see? That,
I know. It's the same philosophy on the...
She will give you the skills to help
that's
you.
What, right.
True.
But she's not going to hypnotize you and do it
I'm
for
gonna
you.
I'm not going to fix you. Oh, no magic wand.
She's not going to hypnotize you and say, Lynn, you no longer want chocolate chip cookies.
Yes. Do not drink wine throughout the week.
Wake right. up.
Yeah, don't give the chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. Okay. See, she does have a really good priorities here and stuff that she does. Don't give up the cookies.
Well, if you want to contact Camille, because you do readings over the phone and you do travel. If you're listening to us from somewhere else in the country, Camille will probably find a way to your city in the near future. Thepsychicnextdoor.com is your website.
Correct.
And we will put all of your information on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com, and all our social media as well. So anybody out there listening who needs some help but doesn't want the lottery numbers or know when they're going to die.
Yes,
I'm all about it.
Contact Camille and let us know how it works out for you. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear some feedback. Camille, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.